Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Parsha Podcast. My name is Nachami Silberberg, and I am from London, Ontario, Canada. This week, we read Parshas Yisrael. And in Parshas Yisrael, one of the most amazing events occurred to Bnei Israel. That, of course, is when Bnei Israel gathered at the foot of Har Sinai and received our Halakha Torah from Hashem. The question then is, why is our Parsha called Parshas Yisrael, if Yisrael himself only appears very briefly in the beginning of our Parsha? More so, it's not very often that a Parsha is named after an individual person. So it must be that Yisrael himself has a very valuable and important lesson to teach us. The Parsha opens up by explaining how Yisrael left the comforts of Midian to come and join Moshe in the Midbar, to come and be Megayer, to convert and become part of Am Yisrael. Why? Why was it that Yisrael at this point chooses to leave the comforts of his home and join Moshe in the Midbar, a place that was definitely uncomfortable? The pasuk opens up by explaining, Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard. There was something that he heard that convinced him to make this decision. Rashi explains that the thing that Yisrael heard was the wonderful nisim that Hashem had performed for Bnei Yisrael. These miracles, the splitting of the Yam Suf, the Makos Mitzrayim, led Yisrael to come and join Bnei Yisrael at this time. And even though there was no internet or means of sharing any news back in those times, Yisrael wasn't the only one that heard about this, but everyone heard. All the nations that surrounded Bnei Yisrael at this time had heard of Hashem's great ways. And we see, towards the end of last week's parsha, about Amalek and how they react to hearing the wondrous miracles that Hashem performed. Very opposite of Yisrael's ways, Amalek, with a very deep hatred and a great sinna towards Bnei Yisrael, choose this time to attack and wage war against Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael and Amalek both heard the same news, and we see how very different their reactions were. Each of us are faced with the same decision very often in our lives. We can either choose to react positively to something we hear or negatively to something that we hear. The information stays the same, but the way we react lies in each of our hands. I think this year that Parshas Yisrael with this valuable lesson falls out at the same Shabbos that we are going to be celebrating, Chaf Bei Shvat, the yahrzeit of our Halakha Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Chaim Mushka. And all the wonderful stories that are shared of her, we can definitely know that she always saw the positive and chose to look positively at every situation. I want to make a very special welcome to all of the Tzeirei HaShluchais that are gathered in Crown Heights for the beautiful Kinnas HaShluchais. May you all have a wonderful Shabbos and always have the kayach to choose positively and see positively in every situation. Have a good Shabbos.